Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
The time is 5 o'clock with the main evening news on Highland Radio. I'm Rory Williams. Coming up in this bulletin, Housing Minister Damien English has been urged to ensure that the proposed MICA redress scheme is 100% funded by government, following reports homeowners may be expected to pay a portion of repair costs. Donegal County Council meets in special session next week to adopt the preferred route corridors for the 10T priority route improvement project in Donegal. And the PSNI is making a further appeal to the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity in the wake of the recent spate of ATM thefts. Those stories and more to follow, plus we'll be joined by Oisín Kelly for the latest in sport at around 8:15. Good evening. Housing Minister Damien English has been urged to ensure that the proposed MICA redress scheme goes to Cabinet for approval before the Easter break and that the scheme is 100% funded by government. It follows reports that affected homeowners may be expected to pay a portion of the repair costs. Responding in the Dáil to Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, Minister English made no specific commitments but said the scheme would meet most people's needs.
Minister, as you well know at this stage, the patience of homeowners in Donegal who are affected by MICA defective concrete blocks is well run out, and they've been waiting for a long time now on the government to come forward with a scheme. Can I ask you, Minister, to confirm that it is the intention that a scheme will be brought before the Cabinet next Tuesday, because of course for 2 weeks after that the Dáil is on recess? And can I also ask you to confirm that the scheme will ensure that the full cost of the repair work will be carried out, and indeed that it will be broad enough to ensure that those homeowners who want to start work can get on with it and be taken out of their misery and stress involved with actually having a house which continues to deteriorate while they're waiting on a scheme to be published and brought forward by the government?
As the Deputy knows, the scheme was confirmed that we would do a scheme back in October. And over the last couple of months, we've been working through our department and in conjunction with the Department of Deeper as well, Public Expenditure. So it is hoped, it was ready for Cabinet a couple of times. We're just different issues with Brexit and so on. So we hope to get to Cabinet either the next Cabinet meeting or the one after that to have it dealt with as well. And it is a scheme that we have discussed with, as you know, with the residents affected both in Donegal and Mayo on numerous occasions, and all the issues that they have concerned are brought to the table as well. So the scheme should satisfy most people's needs in this as well.
Donegal County Council meets in special session next week to adopt the preferred route corridors for the 10T priority route improvement project in Donegal. There are three sections under consideration: the N15 N13 Ballybuffet Stranorler Urban Region, the N56 N13 Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham, and the N14 Manor Cunningham to Lifford Strabane and the A5 link. It follows a number of public meetings and an extended public consultation. Donal Coyle chairs the Letterkenny Residents Committee, which opposes elements of the plan, which will see a relief road around part of the town. He has concerns about the route selection process.
We were told that there would be a public display of the prepared route corridor before councillors would vote to have it adopted, and that would seem now to indicate that there is no change from the emerging prepared route corridor that was presented.
Your view always has been that in terms of the relief road around Letterkenny in particular, you were questioning the need for such a road at all.
What we always believed is for this route, this particular route, that the existing route at the moment is good enough for the traffic that is there, and what is needed as a priority is the bridge across the Swilly. I would imagine that if this route goes ahead, it could be 10 years before that bridge will be built, and the traffic in Letterkenny is just awful. The last day, there was an accident at the Polestar roundabout, and the traffic delays going in and coming out of the town was absolutely awful.
And your argument is the relief road, as suggested in the emerging route corridor, would not have relieved that. It will take the bridge over the Swilly, it will take the Bonagie link to resolve that problem.
Exactly. That should be the number one priority, and it has to be the number one priority.
A Donegal woman secretly recorded a family meeting at which she confronted her brother about raping her when they were children, a court has heard. Excerpts of this audio recording on the woman's phone were played to a Central Criminal Court jury during the 43-year-old man's trial last month. In the recording, he expressed apologies to his sister but did not make admissions. He was convicted and will be sentenced next month, as Sean O'Regan now reports.
The Donegal man, who cannot be named to protect the woman's anonymity, pleaded not guilty to six charges at the family home in the northwest between May 1991 and June 1993. After a trial in March, a jury returned unanimous guilty verdicts on all charges. The man has no previous convictions. In court last evening, defence counsel Michael O'Higgins submitted that though the man accepted the jury had returned verdicts and that he must live by them, he was making no admissions to the crimes. A local Garda told Special Counsel Pauline Walley that the man abused his sister when he was in his mid-teens and she was aged between 10 and 12 years. In her victim impact statement, which she read in court, the woman described how she had to try to resolve the issue within the family for nearly 3 years before going to Gardaí. Miss Justice Burns remanded the man on continuing bail until May to allow him to get his affairs in order ahead of his sentence.
The finance minister says he would be open to reversing the increased tax rate on the tourism sector if there's another economic downturn. The VAT rate rose from 9 to 13.5% in the last budget. It's caused anger in the hospitality sector with Brexit looming. Northwest hoteliers and restaurant operators in Donegal claimed they were being penalised based on increased bed occupancy in Dublin, which wasn't being reflected in counties like Donegal. Minister Donoghue says he'll keep the situation under review.
Like any tax measure, it's something that you have to keep under review. And I'm very conscious of the many challenges that it has created for those who work in tourism and hospitality. We have to look at how this rate stands. If we do get into the kind of difficulty like we have in the past, it's something that we will look at again.
EU parliamentary candidate Peter Casey has called on all election candidates to do the right thing for the environment by ditching plastic campaign posters. The Midlands Northwest candidate has urged fellow candidates to ensure there is a good clean fight, at least as far as the environment is concerned. He is further calling for local authorities to place outright bans on the erection of plastic campaign posters. Mr. Casey is also calling for the introduction of a tax on all single-use plastics that are not biodegradable. The PSNI is making a further appeal to the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity in the wake of the recent spate of ATM thefts. In a statement, the force has also urged the owners of construction machinery to ensure that they are well secured and to consider installing immobilisers. Trish Laverty has this report.
Police in the north say a dedicated team of detectives continues to investigate the 9 incidents of ATM thefts to date, and local police patrols are actively patrolling vulnerable and high-risk locations. The force has also said, however, that it's not possible for officers to be everywhere at once and to predict where these criminals may target next. They've renewed their appeal to the public as the weekend approaches to report any suspicious activity, especially concerning the movement of plant machinery. They're also urging the owners of heavy machinery such as diggers and JCBs to ensure they're properly secured and to consider having immobilisers installed.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is calling for an emergency meeting between the council and Irish Water to discuss the need for an immediate pipe replacement project in Falkara. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says following the completion of a new treatment plant in Gorta Hork, the water in the area is excellent, but the pipes in the area are compromising its delivery. Just yesterday, a number of businesses were forced to close following the latest in a series of outages, which Councillor O'Donnell says are happening much too frequently. He's calling for immediate action and is launching a petition in the area to highlight the extent of the community's frustration.
I've discussed this at length with Irish Water in regards to the defective pipe network that they have coming from the water treatment plant in Gorta Hork towards the reservoir, which is serving Gorta Hork and Falkara. And what's happening is that the pipe going to the reservoir is bursting. The reservoir is then emptying. And as a result, there's large parts of Clonilly without water for long periods of time, particularly Falkara Main Street, where yesterday up to 7 businesses had to close their doors. People that serve food, people that do barbers, that do cut hair, that depend on water. And quite frankly, Irish Water cannot give them an adequate service, have not been given them an adequate service, and I have been raising this continuously with them. I had a breakthrough this week in that Irish Water have now given in that they will replace the water pipes in that 2 kilometre section from the water treatment plant in Ardsbeg up towards the reservoir in Cashel. However, they are not going to replace the pipes until October, November, December of this year. What I am saying now is that people can simply not wait. Businesses are losing thousands and thousands of euros as a result of the inaction of Irish Water, and it's simply not good enough. So I'll be seeking an emergency meeting with Irish Water to try and get this project fast-tracked as a matter of urgency. But equally, with the calls that I've had from business people and from people that are doing carers and that are looking after elderly people, this is such an emergency that I will be putting petitions with business people into each business in the Fulcarra and Clonmel area. We will be leaving the petitions there for a period of 2 to 3 weeks, and then we will present that to Irish Water, because this is something that must be dealt with and must be dealt with urgently.
It's 5:10. We'll take a quick break.
Radio's Music Trip Athlone 2019. The beautiful four-star Sheraton Hotel is where it's all happening on the 13th, 14th and 15th of October. Join the stars, including Michael English and Band, Brendan Shine, our very own David James, Kieran Rosny and Band, Philomena Begley, the Ryan Turner Band, Mark Roberts and Olivia Douglas. Luxury accommodation, pre-show dinners every night and entertainment into the small hours. Along with plenty of music, laughter and giveaways, we also have included an afternoon boat trip on the Shannon. Walking tours of the stunning Athlone, discount shopping and much more. A fantastic few days that everyone is talking about. Now taking bookings. Call Highland Radio or book online at highlandradio.com.
For over 25 years, the Fabric Centre have been creating aspirational interiors, contemporary, elegant, luxurious and timeless. Let their experience transform your space with sumptuous curtains, blinds and upholstery, together with an extensive fabric and wallpaper library. The Fabric Centre inspires, while their interior design service will make your dreams a reality. Let the journey begin at the Fabric Centre, Neil T. Blaney Road, Letterkenny. See fabriccentre.ie.
Yeah, he was in the doghouse all night.
Yeah?
Well, no, he was in the car.
Oh.
Yeah, ran our battery down, listened to the radio like.
What?
Wouldn't start the next morning.
The radio?
No, the car. So first she throws him out.
Of the house?
No, the car. And then she rings post-insurance breakdown assist.
For the...
Well, for what else? For the car.
Life's unpredictable. Don't worry, we get it. Post-insurance car policies come with breakdown assistance you can rely on. Call us on 1890-222222 for a car insurance quote today. Post Insurance. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. One Direct Ireland Limited, trading as Post Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. One Direct Ireland Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of Unpost.
Have your child photographed with the Easter Bunny in his magical garden at the Courtyard Shopping Centre, Letterkenny. A professional photographer with photo mount and gift. It's 2 to 5 daily until Saturday, 20th of April. Enjoy Easter shopping at one of the Courtyard shops, restaurants or services, including Sports Direct, USC, Brand Max and Sara. There's also Clara May Beauty, Chuba's Barber Bars, Joe Jackson's Ice Cream and many more. All in the Courtyard, Letterkenny.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive Easter sale, continuing all weekend, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:13, where we now cross to Oisín Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Rory. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps and Derry City are both in action tonight in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Basement side Harps host second place Bowes, and after 10 games, Ollie Horgan's side are still on the hunt for that elusive first one. Here's former Harps player and goalkeeper Gavin Cullen.
Like, there's no doubt about it. When you're looking up as a player and you see, like, you're two or three or maybe four results away from even a playoff or safety, like, it's hard to see light down the tunnel. Like, so you don't want to get caught adrift, especially at this early stage of the season. So, look, I hope and they go, really give it a go on Friday night and get the 3 points, you know.
Kick-off time to that game tonight is at 8 o'clock. Jeremy Doherty will be there for Highland Radio Sport, and we will have live updates as from the kick-off time here in Highland this evening. Elsewhere tonight, fourth place Derry City are in Dublin, taking on UCD at the Belfield Bowl. After shifting a heavy challenge at Finn Park last Friday, Kieran Call trained this week and could line out. Shamrock Rovers have an 8-point lead at the top of the standings ahead of hosting Waterford this evening. The other two matches see Cork City take on St Pat's, while reigning champions Dundalk go to Sligo Rovers. The Irish League Premiership continues with six games down for decision tomorrow, Saturday. Linfield are cruising at the top of the table with a 12-point advantage. They host Crusaders, where another couple of points will give them the title. As for Coleraine and Instituate, both on the road, Studer at Dungannon and Coleraine go to Linfield. St. Columba's College are back in the FAI Schools Under 15 Minor Boys National Cup Final. The Stranorlar side booked their place on the decider with a 2-0 win over Rice College from Westport at the Sligo Showgrounds today. Kieran Dalton and Jimmy Harris scored second half goals, which sent them back to the final 12 months on from the defeat to St. Joseph's of Galway. There's international action tonight, and there's a host of Northwest players involved in the Republic of Ireland under 18 side, which are playing England in the Centenary Shield at Daly Mount Park in Dublin. Dara Ellison, Corey McBride, Jack Doherty and Lee McLaughlin are all part of the Republic squad, which of course is under the management of William O'Connor. There's a full programme of games in the Inishowen and Donegal leagues this coming weekend. Among the highlights in Inishowen, the League Cup final's on tomorrow night at McGinn Park. It sees Cairn FC against Greencastle. Kick-off time there at the Buncrana venue is 5 o'clock, extra time and penalties if required. While on Sunday, Greencastle Reserves can win the Division 2A title with victory against Clonmany Reserves. The Donegal Women's Under-17s play the first home game of the National League tomorrow afternoon. They're welcoming Athlone Town to the Aura Centre in Letterkenny, and that one is due to get underway at 2 o'clock. Cross channel, Brendan Rodgers will look to maintain his fine start as Leicester manager when Newcastle visit the King Power Stadium in the Premier League tonight. Leicester have won 4 out of 5 matches since the former Celtic boss took charge. Victory for Rafa Benitez Newcastle will take them 10 points clear of Cardiff, who currently occupy the final place in the drop zone. To golf now, Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka have kept up the pace at the top of the standings in the early stages of the second round of the Masters at Augusta. They've both picked up a shot, which now means they go to 7 under par. Phil Mickelson sits third in the leaderboards in the early stages of round two. He's also picked up a shot as well to sit one behind on 6 under. And Ian Poulter is even through 5 holes of his second round. He is at 4 under, and that's currently 3 off the pace. As for the Irish, Shane Lowry has a job on his hands if he's to make the cut. The Offaly golfer will begin his second round from 6 over at around 5 to 8 this evening, while Rory McIlroy tees off at 7. He goes from 1 over par. Irish golf legend Des Smith thinks McIlroy needs to be patient this evening.
But he won't be watching the board. He knows, he's experienced enough to know that, you know, this isn't a sprint. This is 4 days. Just get to a position where you're within touching distance. Even if he got it into a position where he was 5 off the lead going into the last round, he's still dangerous, because we know if he hits the go button, he can do special things. So let's hope he just gets himself within touching distance before Sunday.
We'll wait to see if McIlroy is going to hit that go button tonight. As for Shane Lowry, we did say he's off his 20-8. He's actually away at 25-5, so he's on the course at the moment. And we can tell you he has parred the first hole and remains at a 6 over. The Gaelic Games, Donegal's Ladies National League Division 1 semi-final with Galway has been fixed for Saturday week, the 20th of April, at Pierce Park in Longford. The game will throw in at 2:15 and is part of a double header with Sligo and Roscommon, who play in a Division 3 clash. Galway and Donegal have already met in the campaign, with Galway winning in Corrifan last Sunday by 9 points. Well, on the field this weekend, the action gets underway tomorrow. And inter-county-wise, taking centre stage, it's the underage teams. The under-16 Buncrana Cup final at Inishowen is taking place tomorrow. There's a Northwest flavour to it because Donegal are taking on Derry. The match is due to throw in at 12 o'clock in Buncrana tomorrow afternoon. And Donegal manager Luke Bard is expecting his toughest test off the season this weekend.
Well, certainly, I think it's going to be our toughest test to date. I think the Derry team they're a very, very good side, and they have a lot of quality footballers there. And I suppose the fact that 4 or 5 of them have played in the minor league as well, it's going to bring that bit of experience to them, so it is. But we're hoping that we can get a performance ourselves, and hopefully we'll not be far away.
The Under-16 Shield final will see Tyrone in action as they play Monaghan in Mahara at 2 o'clock. And the Jim McGuigan Minor League Cup final is also on tomorrow, with Tyrone playing Monaghan in that game as well. Maharaj, the venue, that one starts at the earlier time of 12, while the Shield final in the minor league is going to see down against Sligo. Club-wise here in Donegal, the action starts tonight. There's senior hurling league games to be played, Bird against Satanta and Buncrana against McCools, while in the junior hurling league, Letterkenny Gaels will take on Cairn Donagh, and Aroa Ballyshannon are up against Oma St. Enda's. There is a full programme of all county league football matches to take place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from Division 1 through to the Division 4. In athletics, Letterkenny AC's Nikita Burke has been included on the Northern Ireland and Ulster team for the Cardiff Victory 5K inter-area competition on the 5th of May. In the first round of the inter-area road race series at the end of March in Belfast, Nikita finished third in the Titanic Quarter 10K, setting a new personal best time. Today of Derry Spartans duo Kyle Doherty and Mark Long are also named on the men's team that will compete in Wales. This weekend, it's the AAI National 10K Championships on Sunday. It's in conjunction with the Great Ireland Run, and there's a number of Northwest athletes set to compete there and hoping to pick up medals in their various age categories. And not forgetting about the young athletes from the Northwest, because there's four Donegal teams who are heading to Manchester in England this weekend for the Sports Hall Finals. On the rugby front, two games tonight involve Irish provinces in the Pro 14 League. Ulster can qualify for the playoffs with victory at Edinburgh, while Munster are in Italy to play Benetton Treviso in that fixture. While locally in rugby, there is a couple of All-Ireland League games to see out the season tomorrow. City of Derry, who are safe, play Tullamore. Also in Division 2C, Oma end the campaign with a home match against Ballina. That's going to be our feature game tomorrow there. Alec McDonald will be watching that one. While in Rugby Championship 3 tomorrow in Derry, Letterkenny are taking on the PSNI and Strabane are hosting Ofer. And in the Provincial League Division 4, Donegal Town also have a home game tomorrow as they play Ards. It's going to be another busy weekend. You can, of course, follow all the action here on Highland Radio over the course of our sports programmes. Saturday and Sunday both start at 2 o'clock. Until then, enjoy your weekend. Rory.
Thanks, Oisin. The RNLI says 69 lives were saved off the Donegal coast by its volunteer crews last year, and many more were brought safely ashore after getting into difficulty. There were 69 launches in total by three Donegal lifeboat stations. Aran Mór launched 34 times, saving 24 people. Lough Swilly launched 21 times, saving 23 people. And Bundoran launched 14 times, saving 22 people. These figures have been published as the RNLI launches its May Day funding campaign, highlighting the fact that the service is totally funded by voluntary donations. John McCarter is operations manager with Lough Swilly Lifeboat.
The May Day campaign is one of the major collection campaigns that the RNLI run in the year now, and built around May Day. It lasts a bit longer than a day, but the whole idea is to create and raise awareness of our need for funding. People do find it somewhat surprising that we don't receive any state funding of any description from any government. We are totally independent. And sometimes when people see the level of kit and equipment and so forth that we operate with, they find that very hard to believe. But yes, it is absolutely true. We really exist at the behest of the general public.
The reality in Donegal is that last year, between Aran Mór, Lough Swilly and Bundoran, there were 69 launches across the three stations, 69 lives saved in Donegal. That's 69 saved lives funded by ordinary people.
Yes, that's true. And it's a hugely important figure. A life saved in our terms are you know, literally that. Where somebody, if the volunteers had not been there, they would have lost their lives. But on top of that, there's quite a huge number of people that are brought safely home, that have got into difficulty, that have been rescued. So any of those rescues could result in a fatality with the volunteers not there. So there's an awful lot of families right across Donegal and all around the coast, and indeed further inland, that are there and are intact and sleep comfortably in their beds because of the huge commitment that the RNLI volunteers make.
August, Anish Anuacht, Le Colm Ferreter.
Seamur Mahas, Le Colm Ferreter, and Chola, the Preach Guilty, Air Highland Radio. Hug Arastach, Nigeltak, the Ai, Erkesht, and Acta Changa, and Ye Sadail, Ara Godiginche, and Frostrahas, a one in Lish, and Frosis, Fada, a Tossio, Oskion Shagt, Mliana Hin. Corusius Ervlia Nigeliga, Mar Jesh Kalcha, a Skulu Haran Gan Act Nua a Horcher and Vod, Idurish Vliantul and Commissioner Changa, a Hanagamahar Namalov, Agdurch and Tara Kain, Gert and Tara Stach Kain, Gerkur and Moil Estja Erfain Komai, Agusgoro Raktiokt Nua Conan Vilja Aladru, a war Lista Tossiokta Segafain. August ta Christian nua scholarachta da ear one scholar na jesh few quiga mille euro fogria eganara stach kind comai. August ta shisha kurta file le quiga scholar a tag frastal ear one scholar na jesh le kurt comasaku gumesha danan frastal cholesti geliga lilin antauri. August shot and kid ura lehij the scheme of a file the scholarly ear one scholar na jesh. Capu board nua don coirle a just skelterta agus gael scoliachta na cog an seachtain seo ar feid tréibh sibh trí bliana tan mór agriachta ille éire fragra as solathe agus chur chun cin na gaeilge in scolana an tuidithe sfríidmeán na gaeilge agus in solathe acuaine gaeilge. Tá comórtas letterthe an araachtas iavílas a ní déag fógraithe im liana agus is sé aim leis an comórtas an litríocht agus nua scríbhnóireacht na gaeilge a chur chun cin agus scríbhnóirí óga a bhealú le dul i mbun pin an sprict data ach antrala ná an céad lead a mí uail im liana agus tá teiliú ag a síomh an araachtas. Sin mo chuid se ilig go léir slán agus barracht.
And for weather now, dry for the rest of today with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Moderate southeast winds will be fresh at times near the coast. The closing headlines. Housing Minister Damien English has been urged to ensure that the proposed MICA redress scheme is 100% funded by the government, following reports homeowners may be expected to pay a portion of repair costs. Donegal County Council meets in special session next week to adopt the preferred route corridors for the 10T priority route improvement project in Donegal, and the PSNI is making a further appeal to the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity in the wake of the recent spate of ATM thefts. That's all for now from the newsroom. I'm back with headlines in an hour's time. Until then, a very good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, the 12th of April. The death has taken place of Eddie McGurk, 37 New Street, Sion Mills, and formerly of Olympic Drive, Strabane, reposing at his home this evening from 7 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday at 25 past 10 for Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Frankie Parker, the close Rafoe. Funeral from there on Sunday at 2:30 for service in Rafoe Presbyterian Church at 3 p.m. with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. House strictly private, family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy. The death has taken place of the Very Reverend Father Frank Molloy, P.P. Ardra, and formerly St. Paul's Parish, Lurgan, County Armagh. His remains will be reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 6:30 p.m, with removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:15. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 2 p.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, and donations in lieu to the Friends of Letter Kenny Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Josie Marley, Maharard, Glenvar, and formerly of Glenspean Street, Glasgow. Remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, with burial afterwards in Glenvar Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. till 10 a.m. the death has taken place of Richard Park Devlin Moore Carrigart. Remains are reposing at his son John's residence at Devlin Moore. Funeral on Sunday to Carrigart Presbyterian Church for funeral service at 3 p.m, followed by interment in the adjoining burial ground. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Teresa Boyle, Derry Connor, Gorta Hawke. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow for 1 p.m. Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gorta Hawke, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9 o'clock, with family time after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Frank Gallagher, Riverside Bungalow, Glen Road, Glenties. His remains are reposing overnight at St. Connell's Church, Glenties. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Vincent de Paul, Glenties, care of James McGuinness and Sons, funeral directors. And the death has taken place of James C. Gallagher, Crumlin, and formerly of Amy's Bar, Main Street, Ardragh. His remains are reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, with viewing today until 6:30 p.m, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardragh, arriving at 7:15. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.